2 seconds will be exactly 12 o'clock. You are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Stay tuned for Terrasonic.
Welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on a kind of graying Saturday afternoon here on the Colorado Front Range. Not as cold as it was, but still cold, about 28 degrees as I drove in, and gradually warming over the course of the next couple of days. But keep it tuned to KGNU. We'll keep you warm with great music throughout your Saturday. Thank you very much for joining me in making Terrasonic and KGNU part of your weekend. We have a lot of great music ahead for you. We have a Super A-plus ticket giveaway for you coming up a little bit later in the program as well. So stick around for that. And just a great magic carpet ride. Here we go on Terrasonic on listener-powered KGNU.
Alukenungolo fwa, gamu bingi kiasi, mwe Venne vuon tocca la bocca la bocca 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 bocca.
Ahora. Mira, mira tu vida con los brazos abiertos. Aprender a escuchar, es en tu mundo entrar, creerte todo y dudar, el momento, abrazar el presente. Este
algo pa' ti, estaba por mi tierra, mi chulo país, canto pa' mis paisanos, mi barrio, por la raíz del árbol que representamos, hermanos, es lo que somos, humanos, llegamos aquí, no sé cómo, pero aquí estamos, si tenemos que decidir, yo les propongo despertar y olvidarnos ya de sufrir, no tengo miedo, seguro va a doler, pero hoy no es ayer, y espero ser sincero conmigo primero, quiero estar bien con o sin dinero, feliz porque amanecí de nuevo, nací del maíz, por eso llevo mensajes de revolución y evolución. Ten, te paso el relevo, cuéntales que hay solución, pero que callarse no es una opción. Rap es revelación, no te lo aguantes, deja que cante tu corazón como Pedro Infante hasta que baje el telón. Somos la raza de bronce, bien firme Simón, más que el once de la selección. Somos mayas, toltecas, huicholes, aztecas, mariachi, tambora, pirámides y fuerza. Naturaleza, un mundo en la cabeza. Ánimo, compitas, esto apenas empieza.
And a half minutes past the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis. Thanks for joining me. Come your way every Saturday, noon to one, here on Listener Powered Community Radio, KGNU. We began the program with music from Bonga, legendary, revolutionary, really, Angolan artist whose music did help spark a revolution back in the 70s. And a track by him, I can't pronounce the name, but it's somewhat of a classic of his, and it's reworked here by Rocky Marciano. Marciano's Dirty Break rework from Rocky Marciano Edits, Tributes, and Reworks, something I pull down in my Friday night music digging excursion. After that, Los Hijos del Sol, some classic chicha, edited by Barbarella from Pauken and Trompeten, present Cumbia Edits. And then going back a few years, 6 or 7 years or so, to the Hecho en México soundtrack, a beautiful soundtrack to a beautiful film, one of my all-time favorites. And the track we heard, Que Es Ahora, featuring a bunch of different artists, Mono Blanco, Carla Morrison, Mood de la Banda Bastón, Sergio Arau, and Luis Rey Moreno Gil. Hecho en México, really cannot recommend that film strongly enough. And right now in the background from Buenos Aires, it's Experimento Mandingue. African Rhythms, Genetically Modified, an Ancestral Journey to the Future. Experimento Mandingue is a project that explores Afro culture through folklore, electronic, and psychedelic rhythms. The tradition is mixed with modern languages in a sensory journey that starts from the music to audiovisual elements of dance and theater. Just getting the audio element here on this track, Mala Weed, from Experimento Mandingue's album, Sirio A. And I'm curious now about the visual aspect of it. Have to look for that. Support for Terrasonic comes from Swallow Hill Music, presenting a solo performance from Corey Harris on February 10th. Details can be found at swallowhillmusic.org. As I mentioned at the top of the hour, we've got some pretty good tickets to give away. We're going to hang on to that until a little bit later in the program, so stay tuned for that. And, of course, great music here on Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU.
ዓለም የሕይወቴ ጣፋጭ ቃና አትትፊ ካጠገቢ ኑሪ የሚሆኝና እኔስ በአንቺ ተማርኪያለሁ ሁለ ነገር ለአንቺ ይኸው ሰጥቻለሁ።
Terrasonic on KGNU. We just listened to Sevilla Abarbanel and the classic track Im Ninalu from Da'asa, the haunting sounds of Yemenite Israeli funk, 1973 to 1984, from Fortuna Records, a sampler, just a three-track sampler, hoping that the rest of the record comes out soon, but it looked like the sampler came out around 2017, so, Before Sevilla Abarbanel, also from Israel, it was Hudna Orchestra and Alem, the A-side to a single, the B-side being a dub version of the A-side. It features the Misu Belete and Adiabo ensemble, and clearly has some Ethiopian connections there. And prior to that, brand new music from Montreal beatmaker Engan Endong. And his new album is called Maître. And from that we heard Oneji. In the background right now, it is Studio Shop Shop from Nigeria, from their 2018 release Chateau One, and Yadeno, the track. Though this record came out in the fall of last year, I just came across it in the first days of this year, and if you are a regular Terrasonic listener, you've been hearing a lot of it lately because I've been playing it just about every week. And still more great tracks to come from Studio Shop Shop. Well, I'm going to tease those tickets out a little longer. We'll give those away in the next break, but they're good. And we're going to get back to the music now. If you, again, are a regular listener to the show, the name Aki's Beats may sound familiar to you. We've got a new remix from him coming up next here on Terrasonic on KGNU. 303-442-4242 or terrasonic@gmail.com if you'd like to reach me.
desperté en una ciudad llena de agua. Debo definir la palabra sensación antes de sufrir un derrame existencial. Que no tiene razón, wow. 12 CDs originales de tanque y un viejo colador y mi viejo reloj. Necesito algo que me ayude a escapar, unas pastillas, hoy no me querían nada mal. Necesito verte, que ahora pasas por mí. Viajar toda la noche en una góndola. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Terrasonic on KGNU. We just heard music from the brand new record from Portland's Illa Bamba. The album is titled Mujeres, and we heard Bruja de Brujas. Before that, from Quito, Ecuador, David Pollock, and a brand new single out on Edmoon Records called Il Punk de Venecia. Had to do a little digging, but found David Pollock's website and translated the one paragraph bio to something roughly along the lines of, well, it's easy when he is accompanied by his band, the Travoltosos, plays indie rock, punk, garage, and rock and roll. He also produces strange and noisy electronic music, and in free times, he is a musical selector in parties and after parties, puncturing punk, cyberpunk, psychobilly, garage, ska, etc. David Pollock. And before that, from New York's Inov Ginawa, the track Bangara, remixed by Aki's Beats and put out by Remix Culture. Well, as I mentioned earlier, I've got some good tickets to give away on today's program, and those tickets are for an artist we just heard, Illa Bamba, coming to the Larimer Lounge in Denver on Sunday, February 24th, with local Latin funk band Los Mocochetes and Pueblo's Inaya Lujan. Much anticipated new record from Illa Bamba, Mujeres, and it does not disappoint. I had the great pleasure of speaking with Luz Elena Mendoza, the main person behind Illa Bamba. Talked to her earlier this week, and we'll edit that interview and play it. I'm shooting for this Thursday's afternoon sound alternative here on KGNU from noon to 3. Haven't done a show like that in a while, and it is, of course, Valentine's Day, and love, of course, is a four-letter word, and we will treat the show as such. We'll have Lady Gang in there with us. She'll be performing at KGNU's quarterly showcase at the Lion's Lair next Saturday, and I'll be DJing in between the sets for that as well. So a lot of stuff happening this week musically, well, always at KGNU, but this Thursday in particular, Lady Gang on the afternoon sound alternative that I'm hosting, and we'll hopefully get that Illa Bamba interview in there as well. But in the meantime, we've got these Illa Bamba tickets with Los Mocochetes and Inaya Lujan, Larimer Lounge on February 24th, 21 and up. Doors at 7, shows at 8. We ask that you have not won anything from us in the past 30 days and you can make it to the show. Be the third caller at 303-442-4242 and we'll put you and a friend on the guest list to see Illa Bamba. Back to the music on KGNU. Call now for those tickets. 303-442-4242. Third caller gets them.
مادر بی دوره بی دوره chère, ils se croient tous supérieurs à quelque chose. Les hommes se croient supérieurs aux femmes, les gens des villages ceux de la campagne, les adultes aux enfants, les humains aux animaux et aux plantes.
You're listening to Terrasonic on KGNU. This week's a Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music, rounding in to the home stretch. You just heard from Nordine Staifi, a music legend of Algeria from the 80s, and a single just reissued by the Versatile Records label. You heard the A-side from that. Prior to that, it was Saint Abdullah from The Sounds of Evil, Volume 1, out on Portland's Boom Arm Nation label, and a track called Madar Komakam Kon. And from Amsterdam, it was Vantiga, and his new one's called Banned from SoundCloud 2013 to 2016. We heard Snake Charm off that one. In the background right now, it is Fanfara Electronica from their new EP out on Global Hybrid Records called Children of Yesterday, and a track called Shame Story. Still a little bit of music ahead in the show, followed by a few minutes of news from the BBC World Service, and then Reggae Bloodlines, 3 hours of the best in reggae music.
Sa jeunesse à te cuisiner des champignons à la crème pendant que tu la coquifies. Tu l'as regardé une seule fois, ta femme. Et tes enfants avec leur belle peau toute lisse. T'as ramassé quelqu'un une fois dans ta vie pour la police de tes enfants. Il y a les vaches qui te fabriquent du lait, du beurre et du fromage tous les jours. Tu leur as dit merci aux vaches!
As I was saying, Reggae Bloodlines coming up. 3 hours of the best in reggae music. K-Nee in with you from our Denver studio. That'll be followed by African Roots, 2 hours of the best in African music. And then it's a full hour of news from the BBC before Sound Lab kicks in at 7. I believe Bob Cosmo, your host this evening. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. We're going to let this music roll a little bit, and then we'll come back to say goodbye. This is Terrasonic on KGNU.
Thank you.
Coming up on the top of the hour here at Terrasonic, this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music coming in for a landing. Thanks for joining me today. Congrats to Zach for winning those tickets to see Ila Bamba on the 24th at the Larimer Lounge. And, of course, hoping to get her interview edited and on the air this Thursday on the Afternoon Sound Alternative that I'll be hosting. Won't you join me then? We just heard from Boot and Bone. It looks like their first track, at least on Bandcamp. It's called Dig the High Life Jewel. It's a rework of a High Life classic. And in the background right now, it's The Underbelly with a track called Afrobeat. Naturally enough, from Record Kick's Afro Sides. Stick around. Reggae Bloodline's coming up next. Check afterfm.com/Terrasonic for a playlist of today's show, as well as an archive. You'll also find an archive of Terrasonic at mixcloud.com/Terrasonic. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, with translators K229AC Nederland, K254CH LaPorte, and K256CT Denver, Colorado. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time here on Terrasonic on KGNU.
Sue Montgomery. The US-backed Syrian Democratic Front says it's launched an assault on the final pocket of territory held by the Islamic State group in eastern Syria. A spokesman for the Kurdish-dominated militia called it the last battle against the jihadists. Sebastian Usher reports.
Over the past few months, the US-backed SDF has patiently driven IS out of every town and village in the northeast of Syria until the jihadists have been reduced to just a few square kilometres of territory. The operation was put on hold to allow civilians to leave. In recent days, President Trump has said the total defeat of IS could be declared next week. This suits his agenda of withdrawing all US troops from Syria. But it's not the full picture. IS still holds another sliver of territory in Syria further west, while its sleeper cells remain active.
The US Senator Elizabeth Warren has formally announced that she will run for the Democratic nomination for next year's presidential election. Speaking in the city of Lawrence in Massachusetts, the state she represents, she pledged to tackle corruption and stand up for those left behind by Donald Trump's government.
It won't be enough just to undo the terrible acts of this administration. We can't afford just to tinker around the edges, a tax credit here, a regulation there. Our fight is for big structural change.
Preempting Ms. Warren's announcement, President Trump's 2020 campaign issued a statement criticizing her policies and disparaging her past claims of Native American heritage. Pakistan's Federal Investigation Agency says it has arrested a well-known journalist for posting anti-government comments in social media. It said Rizwan Razi was being investigated for what it described as defamatory and obnoxious comments about the judiciary and intelligence agencies. Here's our South Asia editor Anbarasa Natarajan.
Rizwan Razi worked for a Urdu news channel, Din News, in the Pakistani city of Lahore. His family said Mr. Razi was seized outside his home by unidentified men who beat him and then bundled him into a car. The news of his detention emerged several hours later. Pakistani journalists and activists say it's becoming increasingly difficult and dangerous to speak out against the country's powerful military and intelligence agencies. Media rights groups describe Pakistan as one of the most dangerous countries for journalists.
The health minister in the Democratic Republic of Congo says the number of deaths in the continuing outbreak of the Ebola virus has passed 500. The outbreak began 6 months ago in eastern Congo, where an insurgency has handicapped efforts to control the disease. But the health minister told the French news agency that thousands of deaths had been prevented by a vaccination programme. World News from the BBC. A row has broken out among the two leading parties in Nigeria, a week before presidential and parliamentary elections. The opposition People's Democratic Party accused the governing All Progressives Congress of sabotaging its key campaign rally in the capital Abuja by shutting it out of the venue. But an APC spokesman said his party couldn't prevent access to a venue it didn't control. About 3,000 people have rallied in the Latvian capital Riga in support of the city's mayor, who's being investigated on suspicion of corruption. Neil Ušakovs is the leader of the pro-Russian Harmony Party, which is mainly backed by Latvia's ethnic Russian minority, to which he belongs. Mr. Ušakovs denies any wrongdoing. Libyan forces loyal to Khalifa Haftar, a powerful leader in the east of the country, have carried out airstrikes near an oil field in the south. There are conflicting reports over the target, with an engineer at El Fil oil field saying a rival command